And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious, Joe.
Well, it was for me because I put mayonnaise on everything. You add Baldy to that whole thing. And, hey, Bo, we're in great shape as Baldy joins us this morning. Brian, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing fantastic.
Hey.
Down here in South Florida. So, I'm in a good spot here.
You're on your boat? You getting ready to drop over the edge and pick up some beer cans on the bottom of the ocean
today.
Floor?
I might jump down there and take a look today. It looks a little calm.
So,
I might jump in.
So, Baldy, you've been doing these shows for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a guy that calls you for these shows a bigger jag off than the guy that calls you from here?
I recognize that voice. I've been dealing with Joe for a long time.
Hey,
that's good old that. Now that's solid locker room stuff right there. Like I'm back home now.
Hey, so Baldy, we got to start with the big story right now. It's Tua back at practice yesterday. He's going to start against Arizona. No matter how many more doctors they say he's going to see this week, he will start. So what's your thoughts coming back? And you've seen the problems of scoring points. It's kind of on Tua, man. I mean, there's not much else is going to change except you're getting your starting quarterback who this system was built for.
Well, look, I mean, last year, I was just looking it up, Joe. Like, last year at this time after six games, Tyreek Hill had over 800 yards receiving and six touchdowns. I mean, he's got one touchdown. He's under, he's at 400 yards. Like, I mean, it'd be good if you got the ball to Tyreek Hill. They had the ball, I don't know how many times in the second half last week, Joe, 7-8 times. They couldn't score a point. So, you're going to get some explosion in the offense. You're going to get the receivers involved. If they protect him pretty good, I mean, we should see some movement. I mean, the Arizona team, they're gritty, and they play really hard. But, we're not talking about any kind of a great pass rush. They just lost their best pass rusher, Dennis Gardeck, for the season. So, I mean, you should have, in theory, a little bit of time to throw the ball right now this week.
You know, they the one thing they've got going for them, too, with Tua being out, it kind of developed a pretty decent running game where they've run over 40 times, I think, three times this year, and they're producing some yards. So they can maybe integrate that into the offense that Tua's going to come back to that he knows so well, and maybe that gives him a little bit of extra time or a little bit of an edge on this defense. It won't see maybe that's that aspect of what you've seen from him before.
Yeah, no question. In the play action pass offense, they ran for 188 yards last week. The fumbles killed them, but. That was the difference in the game, really. I mean, the game that close. But, yes, I mean, I think when you have Achane, Mostert, and then the rookie Jalen Wright, I mean, it's three really good backs that all have great speed. All of them are capable of breaking one at any time. They haven't done that. They didn't do it last week, but they're capable of it. Maybe if they're a little looser, safety is a little deeper, worrying about Waddle and Hill, this thing could turn around pretty quickly for this offense.
Baldy, are we the only market that I hear people in the organization complaining about too deep and now they've somehow taken away. I don't buy in the NFL that you can take away two receivers in a game. I still see the top guys on other teams still getting the football and putting up numbers that you can just take. I understand the quarterback may not be able to get it to him in our situation, but you would agree that you should never be able to cover Waddle and Tyreek Hill on every play.
No, because – if you want to play cover two, there's cover two beaters out there, Joe. I mean, I could draw up – I mean, you could too. We could draw up five plays, you can get the ball to one of those receivers. I don't care if it's comebacks, if it's, post-digs. I mean, there's ways to defeat that. And the other way to defeat it, honestly, Joe, is just to run them out of it. If you run the ball well enough, they're going to drop that safety down to try and, be the extra guy that is unblockable to make those plays. And so once you get single high, if you can get them to that, I mean, that's the whole key. Can you run them out of that look if it's really bothering you that much?
You know what's crazy, too, is so the Dolphins and Jets seem to always go through the same stuff at the same time, except they have a lot of drama that we don't have. Now, Davante Adams, apparently, who's been there like for a cup of coffee, is getting up telling them they're not passionate and they're not playing with energy. And Aaron Rodgers called it the greatest speech he's heard in 20 years. And I'm like, oh, this could only happen in New York with the Jets. What'd you think?
Where's hard knocks when you need them?
<You're right.
laughs> we can figure it all out. But I always said this, and I know you guys agree, like, your team is never in trouble until you start having team meetings. You know, guys just start stepping up and giving you these, you know, win for the Gipper speeches. I mean, I used to just roll my eyes in every single meeting when that stuff would start to happen, because that stuff doesn't – you can do that on Wednesday all you want. It doesn't change anything on Sunday unless you go out and produce.
You know, Baldy, it's funny you say that, because I agree with – but the other thing now is the coming of the team leaders. What do they call them?
The leadership council.
Right.
Oh, like,
well, what is this? Yeah. Got to have a leadership council. We had one leadership council, and he was the head coach. Right. There.
Well, the funny thing is, the leaders, you know, and I was up at the Jets yesterday, guys, so it's kind of fresh in my mind. But the leaders are the guys that aren't playing good.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
right.
Aaron's not playing good. And, you know, Garrett Wilson, you know, has got balls bouncing off his chest. And Sauce Gardner is committing penalties in the end zone. I mean, the leaders of that team that everybody talks about are the ones that aren't playing good. So who's speaking in the meeting?
Yeah, no. By the way, I was going to say that same thing. Like, I love when guys that have been around but aren't playing great are up trying to tell you, hey, we got to get together. And you're going, hey, ass clown, why don't you start playing better? That would help us, too.
I remember every meeting we had like that. We didn't have many, but we did. The first thing everyone said, and the ultimate the thing that came out of it was, we're just practicing too hard. That's the problem.
Right. you put all on.
We're running too. They're making us run too much.
Hey,
yeah,
buddy.
They're putting it all on Shula, who's only won more games than any coach in the history of the game. I got it.
By the way, we did that, Baldy, not to get away from it, because I got a lot of stuff here, but so we are complaining about dead legs, and so Dwight was the head captain and maybe the best player in football as center.
Yeah.
And he had that, and we knew Shula really respect him, say, Dwight, listen, man. And so a bunch of guys got together and they were like, hey, can you tell Coach we're practicing too? We had lost a couple of games.
Yeah.
And he wasn't having it. And so he said, can you tell him we're just tired? Could he cut back on going live during the week? Guys are tired. And so Dwight went back there to him. And Dwight, he goes, hey, Dwight, what do you need? And Dwight goes, well, Coach, our guys got really tired legs. And he goes, give me a list of the guys. He wanted a list of the guys. And then he goes, and Dwight goes, well, I can't do that. You know, as a captain, I can't give you that list. And he goes, and second of all, tell him we're not changing practice, but I got an idea for him. Tell them to stop going out into nightclubs all night and get off their feet after practice when we get out of here. Their legs will feel better. And he came back and he said he wanted names, and we were all going, you didn't say my name, did you? You didn't say my name.
Don't say my name, man.
Yeah, so I always think of that. Hey, we've had this Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. By the way, if one's not the MVP and it's not a quarterback, it might just be Derrick Henry right now. I knew it was going to be good, but that is – we might be breaking numbers for the running game with those two together.
There's no question. I mean, if you just took Lamar's rushing right now, he's the seventh leading rusher in the NFL, seventh or eighth. But, you know, in combination, the key right now is Lamar's playing great. He's actually thrown it better than he's ever thrown it. He doesn't miss a read. He sees the whole field. I mean, his improvement is really dramatic. At throwing the ball. And so it's just, you know, you get Derrick Henry to the fourth quarter and teams really don't want to tackle him anymore, Joe. We're seeing one game after another where he's got this. Last week he had the 81-yard run in the fourth quarter. I mean, guys really don't want to tackle that freight train in the fourth quarter, especially when they're behind. They just don't want to do it.
I was thinking of that last catch he makes, and the two defenders basically said, you got 10 yards, just get in the end zone. Nobody wants to tackle. You guys got the game. It's done. Hey, so I got to ask you, Mahomes has thrown 6 touchdowns, got 8 interceptions. If that was happening on any other team, people would be saying something about it, except Kansas City is 6-0 with a really good defense. What's your take on the Kansas City Chiefs, the only undefeated team?
Well, I saw them last week against San Francisco, and, you know, they didn't play well. They are 6-0 because the defense is playing great. But But I'll say this, like, the stats are the stats, and I'm not going to, you know, short sell that, Joe. But he made one big play after another when that game was in the balance. I mean, he had a 33-yard run. Nobody could tackle him, set up a touchdown. Like, he still made unbelievable runs and throws in the fourth quarter to put that game away. So while the stats don't say that he's playing great, when the money is on the line and the game is in the balance, like, that guy still comes through no matter what he did all game long.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM Insider Calls, are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
What do you put on that burger? I forgot, Baldy. What do you put? You tell me you're a mustard ketchup guy on the
yeah.
Burger? Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, look, here's the deal, Joe. I like mayonnaise with my turkey. I like mayonnaise with my chicken salad. I like mayonnaise for certain things, but I put ketchup on my hamburgers. I put spicy mustard on my hot dog. Don't tell me why I don't mix it up, but that's just the way it's always been since I was, like, cooking hot dogs in a broiler for lunch when I was six.
All right, that's more than fair with all that real mayonnaise. Hey,
yeah.
It looks like this wide receiver position, I don't think we're done with the moves. DeAndre Hopkins, Mari Cooper, Davante Adams, I think there's going to be more before the trade deadline coming up here soon at November 5th.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to see the Rams tonight on Thursday Night Football, and Cooper Kupp is going to be the story. He's 31, coming off a couple injury-marred seasons. But, you know, the last time he was healthy, he was the best receiver in football for that year 3 years ago, and he was MVP of the Super Bowl. I expect him to probably get moved because Puka Nacua is coming back, and these young guys are developing with the Rams.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a guy that certainly can be moved, but you're right. I mean, maybe it's David Njoku. You know, does he get shipped out of Cleveland? It's always the same thing, you know. Teams that are bad, you raid bad teams with good players. And so you saw Amari go. He fit in with Buffalo right away.
Right away.
Touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, he fit right in. In fact, the first pass of the game last week with Buffalo was to Amari. So, like, he's going to be good. I think we'll see if Kevontae, he dropped passes last week, so we'll see what he does with the Jets this week against the Patriots. Everybody seems to get their numbers against the Patriots.
Yeah. So as you look at this thing right now, for you, Kansas City still the team to beat. There are so many close games, and he is throwing. He didn't have much to throw to, and yet they still find ways to friggin' win. It's just incredible. And I know they added DeAndre Hopkins. You think he's got something left in the tank?
Yeah, I do. I think they need a big X receiver. Somebody they can throw it out there and see if he can win his comebacks and, you know, his back shoulder fade routes. And, you know, he's got a great pair of mitts. He's not going to drop passes like a couple of years ago. So I think he's going to help them. They just have this way to, you know, just blend a new guy into the offense without looking like they need a whole lot of time to do it.
Hey, finally, I leave you. If we're to have a Super Bowl right now, who are the two best teams? Forget the records. Who do you like by the way they're playing right now?
Well, I know Detroit lost Aiden Hutchinson, but they're still a dynamic football team. So I think they're going to be really, really good. And you can't bet against the Chiefs right now. You can't, you know, maybe Buffalo, you know, puts it all together here as the season goes on. But it looks like it's going to be Kansas City and Detroit after, you know, 7 or 8 weeks right now.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Baldy, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your day on the boat, whatever you have to do with big knuckleheads in the morning and stuff. But thank you for coming on.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week, man. Enjoy it this weekend.
All right, thank you. Brian Baldinger with us. All right, Woody, what do you have?
And he's the host of the best football show podcast. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
All right, hey, Woody, we got to go to break here. Kim Bocamper's with us. We'll be right back. We got some Dolphin stuff to get to.
All right, before we get back to the show here, I want to let everyone know our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football, the Heat and Panthers, and enter Miami in the MLS playoffs. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Joe is still hanging out with all of our costume people in there, so we'll do another weather report for you. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations at 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees today, rain possible after 11 a.m. And Joe, no go. So we also have our Heat giveaway as Joe. All right, he's just messing around with these people in there. All right, so you want to do this? You want to do the show with me here? We have Heat tickets that we are going to be giving away here the rest of the week. So today's Thursday, so we'll be giving away more Heat tickets on Friday. And let's see here, Joe. What do you say, man? I'm out of stuff, dude. I've read every possible.
All right, sorry. They had to do their thing. Don't get off.
No, I saw. I saw some of them.
The big boss was here. What am I going to do? Our big boss is in here.
Well, they're all dressed like Cobra Kai, right? And then I noticed Todd is dressed as a douchebag. He came as himself, right?
I'm not getting his shots in anybody. At least when I take him at Lenny, I'm off the air.
There was a one girl I couldn't stop looking at her midriff. She had like a little. I guess she's like one of those girls at Twin Peaks. She had that costume.
Oh no, that we have
Hang on a second.
No, it's fine.
Her midriff?
No. What Bo's Wait trying to say? What Bo's trying to say? Don't try to read into it. You always
no.
Try to do
I
this.
Just
so
what
Bo's
are you 100?
So we had a couple girls. We had a couple ladies come in here, super sexy.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's all he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Jerky.
Yeah.
Don't
I just didn't understand the term. I mean,
okay. Midriff. You never seen a bikini?
What is that, an outfit they wore in the 40s?
No, it's this part of your body. It's between your, go get some cards. Look for LeBron.
You started them on the card.
Yeah, you asked me about it. You're
LeBron
into
and
it.
Bronny.
That's fine.
Woody, do your like some of my friends find me annoying. Do your friends find you annoying from time to time when you're with them?
They don't tell me, but maybe.
And by the way, you know what? I've had a gut full of LeBron, you know?
Are you?
I'm dumb over. I used to love LeBron, and now I'm just over him. You know
why? What? The thing with the kid bother you? The Bronny thing?
No. Well, that bothers me a little bit because a kid shouldn't be in the NBA. He should be in the WNBA, but not the NBA. But what bothers me about I used to like LeBron because I thought LeBron always played hard, and that's the one thing I admired about LeBron.
I think he still plays
and
hard.
As he's gotten older, you know, he's like Aaron Rodgers. Now he's a philosophical guy. He's telling you who to vote for. He's telling you what you should think. Telling you what you should do. Telling you that we shouldn't play much basketball. Telling you she wouldn't fly to Milwaukee for a preseason game.
Oh, that preseason game. I forgot about that damn preseason game. I didn't think. Oh, Bo. Man, I got that.
And by the way, I think Tua should wear one of those Guardian things just for.
By the way,
just for
I
got to
tell you, I came
for
in
Hollywood's sake.
First thing on Monday morning, I was listening to you guys on Sunday, and I heard you talking about that on the broadcast. You called it a marshmallow or something?
Right. Well, it looks like marshmallows on there.
And by the way, when you finished, Jimmy, of course, took shots at the size of my head. He just took a whole different way, and I was like, oh, this is great. This is what happens when you're struggling to win a freaking game. That's where we are, and you're telling me he doesn't look like he's coming back in. And
you know your team's going south when you got to do shtick on the radio when you're broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. So, what do you expect? What just your gut knowing Tua is going to play Sunday? What do you expect?
You know what? I can't look up on these TVs you got in here and not see Tua on the
screen.
I'm
not getting into whether he should play or not.
That's beyond
he's
that.
Playing.
Look, he's going to play. I'm beyond that. You know, but. I think the running game is going to kind of give him a little bit of a more.
I think they run well
that,
against
that helps
this
a little
team
bit.
Again.
Something that helps a little bit and opens up that thing. But you know, so they're showing all the highlights of him throwing to Tua and Waddle, and it makes me remember that. And I go, well, then hopefully we get that and get those guys playing the way they want. But let me tell you what, those guys, as frustrated as the fans are at the lack of production out of those two guys, the receivers, they're just as frustrated about not being able to get the ball thrown to them when they. How do you? You got one last play in the game, and you throw you overthrow a guy on the sideline, not even throw to
on
the
12-yard line,
I mean,
about 3 yards
now.
Out.
I mean, you know, it's
that would be it for me for him playing right there.
Exactly.
Bo, did he know his fourth down?
He would have to. He would have to.
He spiked it.
Well, same thing happened with the game before in Seattle, where you had no time on the clock at all, and you throw a little dump off in the middle of the field. Well, come on now, you know.
All I could think of is Boyle had a vision of throwing the end zone, and having Javon Holland run it back 99 yards again. That's all I could think. That's all I could think of.
Oh gosh.
Now,
It was Boyle that threw that interception in New York. I didn't even realize that.
Yes,
oh, jeez. Oh, if I'd have known that, I'd have been all over that.
Oh, no, you would. It's a good thing I didn't tell you. Like, hey, Bo, I know why he threw it out of bounds. Incomplete pass versus a guy
picking it off. I think, I'm not going to say we're going to see a 32-point outburst or something like that, but you'd at least like to see some passes downfield.
Yeah.
You know, and some big plays and the frustration of these guys where they're you know, I think it's almost come to the point with Tyreek and Waddle. I'm not talking about the third receiver because he hasn't done a damn thing yet. And he's got more targets than those guys have and hardly any passes.
Odell.
But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not mentioning the name. But you know, I think that, you know, those guys get frustrated when the quarterback can't give them the ball.
Right.
So I think as the game goes on, they probably don't – I'm not saying they don't run as hard, but they probably – it's not that same effort or that same sharpness that you would get if you know the ball's probably coming to you,
yeah.
Right? You're a receiver, then you
– No.
Times you get – you get in the fourth quarter, you've only had one target. You go, well, what am I running for? Because they're not going to throw it to me anyway.
Well, I want to give you a combination of why I think – they're going to look completely different. And I've been, by the way, just getting killed for all my positive takes on trying to get something going with this offense. But they're running the ball well. They got the same starting five, playing as well as they've played. They got a tight end blocking. They got a fullback blocking. And I just think the thing that's missing has nothing to do with too deep. I'm so sick of hearing about too deep.
Joe, when did this come up? They've been playing too deep in this league. Forever.
Long before you and I were
around.
Forever.
So all of a sudden, too deep is some mystical defense that you can't.
Speaking of Boyle.
I remember that the Tampa 2 used to be the, you know, okay, because there's, okay, the linebacker's got the deep middle. Big deal, you know?
Yeah, so I think now that all those things are good, we got a healthy offensive line, same guys that have run for a lot of yards. This is the best they've played. And Tua coming back, you can run your offense, and Mike doesn't have to, you know, which, by the way, I don't know why we have a bunch of quarterbacks that with no thought of one of them that can run the original offense, but that's not for today.
And by the way, you talk about the offensive line. You know, here you've got Tyreek has been playing. I mean, not Tyreek, Teron has been playing the last few games and not going out.
Right.
I mean, he's
when
he's
he plays
pretty healthy, and he's a difference maker.
He's
certainly a difference maker. And so he's played, I think in the last 2 weeks, he's played the full game. He's played healthy.
Yes.
And I talked to him after the game. Look, you know, I talked to him, you know, he's one of those guys that when they have a game like they had last week, he's one of the guys that they bring out to me. And he's always, you can ask him anything, and he'll give you the straight talk. And he's always positive. And so I have got a great admiration for him as a guy, but to see him to be able to play like he has right now, you know, with that as choppy as it was last year and early in this season, you know, hopefully you can play a couple games and stay in for the whole time and give this offense the boost with and give Tua a little extra time back there.
And again, I've said this before because I thought. We let a few games get away from teams that aren't very good. I don't think you think the Colts are very good today.
No.
You can't. Okay.
No.
I just want to make sure.
Well, look, this is how the
Tennessee Titans have not looked nearly that good since
Look at the Colts. And this is – you talk about disrespecting a quarterback to me. You had Jalen Ramsey corner blitz like four times.
Right.
You had another corner – you had five corner blitzes in that game – against that quarterback, and they just kept doing it. So obviously they don't think he can throw the ball and get it to anybody. So we're gonna take our best, our so-called best defender, the pass defender, and we're just gonna blitz him.
Yeah, that's all
four
he did.
Times. And
he acted like he hadn't seen it before. He's getting rid of the ball, and we had tight coverage, so it was definitely a belief they couldn't throw it down the field, which I thought would be. And of course, the turnovers end up being the difference. But they're playing another team. And the Arizona Cardinals, whose stats defensively are right down there with some of the teams we've been playing, like it's a perfect time.
Yeah.
As Baldy said, their best pass rusher just went on IR. He got hurt in the last game, ACL, so he's done. You got to beat up on this team at home.
Yeah, you know, they're coming off that old little thing that hey, you played Monday night and then you got to travel.
That too.
You know,
and that does make a difference. So you go at the Bills next.
Yeah.
Where we'll see. That hasn't been – we haven't figured that show out.
At this point, what I'm hoping for is that it's not too cold right now. Because, unless we see something really dramatic this week, they're going to probably – there'll probably be – hey, you don't think they'd be double-digit underdogs if they go up to Buffalo next week, right?
No. Can't be.
What do you think?
7 or 8.
That's big. That's a big number.
Well, look, they're not going to be a 2-point dog. I'm telling you that.
No.
Well, would it depend
on us down here?
Yeah, but I know a lot depends, I guess, on how it would look this week, right?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And 7 is usually like those kinds of numbers though are usually reserved for like when you get like the top teams against like the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Well, we're not very far from the Carolina Panthers right now, my friend. Well, 2 wins.
Joe tells me it's going to be better this week.
Well, I'm expecting it too. I'm expecting it too.
Rams, Raiders, Patriots.
Yeah.
You got to win all three of those. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. L.A. Monday night.
Yeah.
What?
It's fine.
I know they're saying the same thing. I tell you that every time I say
Actually, they're probably not.
They're all looking at us.
Those teams are probably full in on the let's get a good draft pick deal.
You just hope that this is it'd be great to see this game bust out and put 35 points on the board and you go, hey, here we are. We're back. Now you start looking at those games and saying, hey,
some guys get some
we've got these teams coming up. And especially if you could go up there and steal one from Buffalo up there on the road. And win up there, then you really got your confidence,
Well, that's a season changer if that happens. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, I'm just saying, I'm still clinging to 7-0.
Are those 7 games up yet? No, we're not quite there. This is it.
Just to give you an idea, though, when you get a big spread, like Vegas is playing Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's a 10-point spread. That game's like a joke.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's a team throwing in the towel.
I mean, you got Denver and Carolina. Denver's favored by 9.5.
Yeah.
The biggest spread, by the way, is Detroit and Tennessee. Tennessee is like a dumpster fire.
Well, in Detroit, Detroit's really good. Detroit looks like a monster, don't they?
That game's in Detroit.
Yeah,
I mean, that has blowout written all over.
Blow that
right?
team.
And then the Browns are the other team that just gets no respect. Yeah. The Browns are 8.5-point underdogs Baltimore.
They're terrible too.
Yeah, but there you go. Like
I had them as a tough game at the end of the year, and all of a sudden,
Detroit looks to me like one of those teams that is just so pissed at what happened in the playoff game
they're
on a mission.
I wouldn't count them out. Like if you're looking at teams that can win the whole thing,
short of the losing Hutchinson's a big deal for them, but it's still. They haven't skipped a beat.
No. No, it's crazy. Hey, we got to go.
So if the Dolphins look semi-competent this weekend, then maybe
they
get a little
bit
of a benefit. Wouldn't you?
Well, that's why,
win this game and they put up 20-something or 30 points or whatever.
Tyreek goes nuts
and Jalen goes nuts. But
I just said that.
Sometimes he looks at you. He didn't listen.
Selective listening. But
yeah, I get it.
He didn't want to listen.
Yeah,
he's terrible. Maybe get the spread down to 6. Yeah,
he's looking for baseball cards
and football and anything else.
Don't worry, we have something very, very special for
Bo. Did you get some? Did you pick up some Taylor Swift cards? Did she have trading cards?
No. Did you hear earlier we were talking about Kelsey fell asleep?
Did you hear about Goldie?
Yeah, Goldie went there. Goldie was
not
a Swift.
Did
Goldie
he go?
He had bags. He was trading bracelets.
Yeah, you knew.
Ooh. And he didn't bring it. He doesn't have a daughter, does he?
No.
No. Right. So I could see it if he's bringing his daughter.
He's out there with little girls going, "Let's go home, baby."
Yeah, come on.
I didn't mean it that way. It came out, but that his say. Thing he says at the
ooh,
end of
I like
games.
That bracelet. I'll trade you this one for that one. Right? What's that, Gold? Come on, Goldie.
he's a big Swifty.
You just screwed the guy, man. I mean.
Who?
Joe.
How'd I do that?
Said. That was rough.
What? I didn't mean it that way.
Know,
that's what he says.
But...
Let's go home, baby, when they win the game. Okay. I didn't mean like the little girl. Oh, my God. You're sick. We'll be right back after this.
Get your head out of the gutter.
You want to welcome everyone in?
Well,
so we're.
I'm just wondering where you're going next.
Well, no, we have to have someone join us remotely here. So hang on.
Live from the D's studios, it's Milpitas' world famous game show, Hard or Soft. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Hunt. Today's contestant is a Milpitas legend, a four-year starter for the Trojans. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Boltkamper.
Need the rules?
Now give me the rules, yeah. Give me the rules.
All right, here are the rules. I'll give you something popular in today's culture, and you have to tell us if it's hard or soft. Now, if you get all three correct, you win a gift card to the Main Street Hot Dog Cart, home of the famous foot-long dog.
Ready?
Ready.
Number one.
All right, let's get things started, Bo. First up, roughing the passer in the NFL.
Hard.
Next.
Our second one today, eating dinner before 5 p.m. with soup as the main course.
Hard. That was a shot at old people, man. They do that to me. That's just wrong. I like
all right,
soup.
All right.
I like stew and soup and all like that. So does Bo.
Give me a little clam chowder. That's
all right.
Soup,
all right,
we got one more.
Go ahead, Mayor.
The du jour.
And for the win, tell us, Bo, hard or soft? Joe Rose watching the Miami Dolphins offense without Tua.
Ooh, that's hard to watch. I can tell you that. and it's hard to listen to on the bus ride back. It's,
ooh,
that's a little, that gets a little testy on that bus.
Ooh.
Well, thanks for playing the official game show of Milpitas. Unfortunately, you didn't win the grand prize foot-long hot dogs today. We'll try again tomorrow to get a winner on Milpitas' famous game show, Hard or Soft.
I just got to say,
thank you, Mr. Hunt.
I just got to say this, Hollywood, not your best work today. not your best work on there.
He did put a lot of time into it.
No, yeah. Because he didn't. He thought it was coming.
He did put a lot of time into it. You know, you always got to be careful with that Hunt thing. I know it's been around. I know guys, and I always tell them.
These guys.
And, you know, we grew up, we had Ron Hunt as our second baseman
right.
with the Giants for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Got hit about 9,000 times. You know, he's got anything close to him, he, you know, dip into it and get hit.
And Richie Allen changed his name to Dick Allen, which
he did. He went Dick Allen. That got a little traction there for a while. And he could be kind of that way sometimes. That caused problems.
You're darn right.
He show up late and hit three home runs. Show up late and everybody was mad at him. He didn't care. And he needed to go out and have an unbelievable game.
Well,
so.
Didn't he, when he was playing first base, he was in the dirt, he kind of wrote down like the FU thing in the
dirt
infield.
I think he was a rebel.
He was a tough dude.
But he was one hell of a hitter. My God, was he good? Hey, Bo, we only got a little bit of time here. We've hit this pretty good. So the question that everybody talks privately, and we're just talking openly, besides the Tua thing coming back, do we have other issues on this team, or is this something if Tua plays with his passing game I'm talking about, because obviously the running stuff is – but being able to throw the ball down the field, are we back?
I think we can do that. You know what? This people don't care that much about it, but you know one of our biggest issues is special teams. He had another special teams clanker last week, you know, and so you know you lose your regular long snapper. You know, he was out.
I saw on my depth chart it was just empty.
He was out
with the same guy
and,
this week.
And the guy out. I didn't even know what the guy's name was, but I said in a pregame show when I was doing for CBS,
Matt Overton.
I said you know, not for nothing, I don't really scout long snappers, but we've lost our long snapper, and so now you got a new long snapper. And I guarantee, if you look at that kick, the snap was over the shoulder of the holder, and then he had to drag it down. And as soon as I saw where the ball went, I go, this isn't good. And he clanks it off the goalpost.
Yeah.
So, you know, another special team gaffe.
It's a guy off the street.
He was there for like 2 days.
39-year-old guy, but I mean, age doesn't matter. He's been doing it, obviously.
Yeah, but he's different. You got a different holder, and you know.
You know, nobody wants to hear that. And Jason's now missed four or five.
Yeah, but look at special teams. You've had punts rolling back. You tried an onside punt. You've had a punt blocked. You've had multiple missed field goals, and you've had some bad plays on coverage stuff. It's a thing.
You're not a big fan of this one, I'm guessing, because sometimes stuff comes out from the coaches that we're just from a different school, and I understand it. And it's, you know, is this one? There's no reason for me to get on him because I know he's already taken it really hard on what happened.
Well, to have a coach say. Well, I don't like to criticize my players during the game,
right?
Because I don't want to put an extra burden on them,
right?
It to me,
just
is,
in case they can't handle criticism during the game,
yeah.
But Bo,
I understand what they're going to do. They got that blue tent for if you get hurt. They're going to get a pink tent in there. So if your mind's not right, they got a therapist sitting in there, and you can get a little session with them. Between going on the fields and back and get your brain right a little bit to go in and play and not feel like someone's, you know, being mean to you.
Because we come from that. But that school. I do believe most of these guys, you can't.
No.
You raise your voice. Look, they're going, hey, man, don't raise your voice at me.
I've said for a long time, and this is not, we're seeing the generation of the participation trophy generation, guys that you pick up your kid and you go, hey, that was a great game, you know, look at the little medal you got, you know, and the guy goes, well, Dad, they scored 8 goals and we didn't score any, how come I got a medal, you know? they're not attuned to having someone yell at them or have someone discipline them or this or that. And that's just a generational thing, and it's a societal thing, and I think it's impeding, or it's coming into professional sports in all the professional sports. You know, I've heard of guys that the coach criticizes them in a very harsh way, and they stand up, I'm a grown man, you can't talk to me like that.
We thought that a few times.
Yeah, but you know, it didn't go away.
You know what's funny?
So you know what? So if, when it happens to you, you just say, you know what? You're right. I do have to play better. You're right. I've got to do my job better.
So we knew that, and we still got it on top of it, where he's saying they know, so there's no reason for me to maybe, you know, critique them, but
yeah.
You know, it's all tone of voice.
But look, isn't it the same as raising kids?
I'm the wrong guy to ask because the way I raised my kids, both batches.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones I had.
Yeah, you know this. I'm sitting here now. In the last 10 minutes, I've just feel like I turned into a really old man, old grumpy man. Oh, there he goes again.
And that's my friend Kimbo Camper. He is a grumpy man, an old school. It is funny we all get together. That's old school.
I even get critiqued for saying midriff, you know. A girl came out with a
by the way.
Thing, you look pretty good.
That's when just there's no one under the age of 70.
By the way,
that's
one of Higgy's girls too right there.
You're talking about midriff bulge. Yeah. That's back to the days of the girdle. When's the last time you heard of a girdle?
Oh, man.
Huh?
No. All right. Hey, we're out of time.
Hollywood should be wearing one. He's getting a little thick on the bottom side.
You know what? He has gained a few pounds for a guy who's been doing a lot of stuff with his kid. Hey, see you again tomorrow morning.